so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, on Monday morning. And when you hear that music, you know who's in the house. Malcolm Ballinger is here with Ballinger Publishing. Good morning, Malcolm. Happy Monday.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm feeling particularly good today.
You are just smiling from ear to ear like a Cheshire cat. We've just got something's going on here. What's going on?
Weather is great.
Yeah.
Nice and cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel, you know, some mornings you get up and you feel energetic and optimistic.
There you go.
So here I am.
Okay. Well, I came in this morning and I forgot that our friends from NAS Pensacola couldn't come in this morning. Mm. So I had a chance to talk a little bit about I can't believe it, but this Friday is Halloween.
Oh.
And getting ready for Halloween and getting the candy and the costumes and all that good stuff.
Well, I did listen as I came in.
Uh-oh.
And you played the Monster Mash.
Yes.
Which is one of my favorites.
It's one of my favorites, too. Yeah. I couldn't wait till Friday. I thought I should wait till Friday. No, yeah. I'm failing today. Get everybody in the mood. And plus, we've got Foo Foo Festival this week, too. I mean, there's so much going on in this
town.
Well,
let's talk about last week a little bit.
Yeah, okay.
Because, well, I won't do it in chronological order, but Friday night.
Yes.
Was, of course, the Rat Pack.
So much fun.
Yes.
Malcolm and I and Carrie, we all sat at the same table, which was really fun.
Yeah, I had two ladies, one on each arm.
That was great. It was great.
And
if you don't know, the Rat Pack Reunion is an event that's put on by the Council of Aging of West Florida to raise funds for all the services they provide year round. And they had done it years ago. Then they kind of ended it in 2021, is my understanding.
Yes.
And then wanted to bring it back because it's so popular.
And it was a huge success.
And they pick four rats, and it's an homage to the original Rat Pack, which was Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr., Joey Bishop, and Peter Lawford. So this year's Rat Pack was Jim Reeves, Carolyn Appleyard, Mark Faulkner, and
Belle Bear.
And so basically they get roasted.
In a very nice way.
But in a very nice way, And then it's a wonderful dinner and party. It was at Sanders Beach. And it's formal, so everybody's in tuxes and gowns.
Yeah, actually, as I said to you at the time, and I'll tell the listeners, you look very beautiful, but more importantly, elegant.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah. So did Carrie, too. I had two very elegant ladies.
We had fun talking and chatting. We had a great time. I love getting to know her. And it's fun to get dressed up. You don't get to get that dressed up very often. So I was able to break out have some old vintage jewelry.
It's been
stuff
a couple of years since I wore my tux.
Yeah.
And I've never been able to tie a bow tie without a lot of hassle and practice. And I thought this time I can do it, but I got really annoyed because I could not. I just can't do things backwards.
Well, kudos to you for actually tying it and not having a clip on.
Well, in the end, Carrie tied it.
Yay,
and
Carrie!
She said to me, "Well, don't you just have a clip on?" And I said,
Oh, no. No, not from England, you don't.
No, you do not do that.
No. But I was talking with some friends. As much fun as a woman as it is to get dressed up until that, it's also really annoying because the men, you have the tux, the same tux that you wear to all the different outfits, and you don't even have to worry about it. So, it's fun for you. But we can't wear the same dress twice.
Well,
because everybody's taking those.
I've had that discussion with several ladies, and frankly, I don't know how women think about these things, but men do not notice. I mean, they don't remember.
What?
Like, if you wore the same dress more than once to an event, men would not notice.
I've always wondered, are we dressing for the men or are we dressing for the women?
I think you dress for the women and for yourself.
True. That's true. Mm. That's true. But it was fun and very well done. And of course, we find out what the total was of what they raised?
No, I know it was very, very good.
They did very, very well. Yeah. So that's
a lot of generous people.
Really, really great, especially right now. We have a lot of people that need a lot of help. So,
and Thursday night, I was at Rock the Runway or Art of Fashion? I'm just trying
to
think.
No, Art of Fashion's coming up later.
Yes. This is the Baptist Hospital fashion show.
That was, I heard, amazing too.
Yes, it was. some really great amateurs that were strutting their stuff.
Let me tell you something. We've got some, I'm just going to say, some beautiful women in Pensacola, because these gals that do all these different, because Covenant has their fashion show and this one. I mean, there's some gorgeous gals in our community who really do rock the runway in a big way.
Yes. So it was a lot of fun. They have some professional models, too.
Oh, they do? Oh, I didn't realize that. Yeah, I didn't get to go to that one.
But they have amateurs. Well, amateurs are wrong. Celebrity.
Celebrity local.
Models.
Right.
Yes, is a better way to put it.
There you go.
So a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah. Well, these events are pretty extraordinary, and our community is so generous and so giving that it's just surprising to me how much everyone shows up for these things.
There are a lot of, you're exactly right, a lot of very generous people that really dug into their pockets on Friday night and Thursday night.
Well, I was amazed when I got up this morning, because my plan was to talk a little bit about NAS Pensacola. Obviously, we've got the folks in Jamaica now facing this Cat 5 hurricane, which is just horrifying. But they brought in a lot of the personnel, about 800 to 1,000 people are here in Pensacola at NAS Pensacola. And so they put out a call, the American Legion Post 240, which is over on Gulf Beach Highway, put out a call for pet and dog food, because a lot of them are bringing their animals with them as well. And they had such an overwhelming response that they had to put a pause on it this morning. So please, we can't handle it. No more food. Now, I don't know if that's still holding, if they've already found it. But if you happen, I just want to put out a little plug. If you happen to have bought some stuff for that, go ahead and take that food to one of our local shelters, because they're all at capacity as well and certainly could use the help. But
I'm sure the Humane Society would be very
absolutely grateful. And that's such a perfect example. When there's a call goes out in this community, it's amazing how we respond. I'm so proud of us. Really?
Yes.
I think that's, I think it's it's a terrible problem to have when you have too many donations.
That's what they call a high class problem.
That's right. That's right. So kudos to everybody that stepped up for that one.
And I must say quickly that Saturday night I went to the ballet.
Oh, I wanted to go and I wasn't able to go. How was it? Dracula?
It was beautiful. It was great.
Oh, I'm so mad I missed it. I really wanted to go because I had a chance to interview Dracula, who was here in the studio, and he was wonderful. Mm. But it was good?
Yes, yes, very good.
Excellent.
They do a wonderful job.
Oh, yes.
We've said it so many times, but I'll say it again, that we have great cultural organizations in Pensacola.
Very professional, even those that are not professional.
BLT, symphony, opera, etc. Children's chorus, just great.
It's amazing. All right. Well, we're going to come back in a minute or so and talk a little bit more about what's happening in the community. If you have something that you'd like us to mention that's coming up this weekend, Halloween weekend, Foo Foo Fest weekend, feel free to text that in at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back right after the break. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. This morning we've got Malcolm Ballinger in the house with Ballinger Publishing, talking all about Pensacola, and this is going to be a busy week once again as we get ready for the Foo Foo Festival and Halloween and so many things going on in our community. We certainly had a great turnout and great weather until yesterday for the Pensacola Interstate Fair. My understanding is they just had thousands of people coming out from that. And you know what's really cool about that, Malcolm, is that it was safe. There were no incidents. There was no problems. Everybody had a great time. And so I heard that they had to close yesterday because of the rain, the bad weather.
Yes.
However, I also heard that the Mobile Fair that's coming up is going to honor anybody who had bought tickets for Sunday. So you can take those tickets to that event. So that's pretty nice.
Yeah.
So you're not losing money on that, especially if you got them for the kids or something.
Mm.
So that's cool. So what do you want to talk about this morning?
Just a quick note.
Yes.
I saw a very, very rare sight in downtown Pensacola.
Okay, now he's got that look. I'm a little nervous.
I'm not getting on my soapbox.
Okay.
Kind of. I saw something that I've never seen before.
Okay.
Somebody on one of those darn scooters actually stopped at a traffic light. Can you believe that?
No.
Actually obeyed a traffic light.
Wow. You're so sarcastic. I know you're so upset about this going away, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. We've only got one week left before those darn things.
But who's counting?
Yeah.
You are.
Who's counting?
You are.
Well, we get upset over little things. I realize that. But when somebody leaves one right in the entrance to your parking lot, and you have to get up and move it.
Mm.
You know, get out of the car and move, those kind of things.
Which is being inconsiderate.
They're the most inconsiderate people in the world.
You know what my pet peeve is? When I go into a parking lot, when I'm driving through a parking lot, and I can see in the distance that a spot's open, and I go to turn in, and there's a cart in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Someone unloaded their groceries and just left the cart in the middle of the spot.
Mm.
That is just so inconsiderate. I mean, at the very least, you could even move it so a car could get in there.
Yeah.
But just to sort of leave it where you left it, that's, I don't get that.
Talking about pet peeves.
Yes.
Walmart. I don't know, maybe our listeners have noticed this, that since they have employees that have a big cart that go around and collect the various stuff, I guess for delivery by
one of the pickup orders maybe.
Yeah, and those, how inconsiderate they are. They're always in the way, and they never give way to you. They just barrel through as if, you know, exist.
I've never seen that.
Maybe it's just at the one I go to on Navy Boulevard.
Don't think they're after? Could they be after you?
Well, could be. Yeah, could be. But they just, and they look at you with disdain. It's like you're getting in their way.
Well, they're working.
They have the right of the road.
Right.
It's rather like a Mack truck driver. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know.
I've never experienced that. I'm sorry to hear that this happened to you.
Well, I think it's reflective that, have you noticed in so many retail stores anymore, the customer's not king.
Mm.
They don't treat you the same way that they used to.
Interesting.
Have you noticed that, or is it just me?
Well, what I've noticed is that courtesy in general has gone away.
Well, that's true, yeah.
I mean, I just find that I was just raised a different way. Please, thank you. Just little courtesy things, holding the door for people, letting elderly people go first. I mean, just little things like that I was taught. I don't know. I've known my whole life, but I find that there's less of that now. There's less. Maybe it could be the times. I don't know, but less congeniality is a good word.
Yeah, I think that's true.
Yeah. So I make it a point. I try to bring that to the table. I always try to say hello to the people that are checking me out, because that's got to be a tough job when you're there every day and people are going through the line and they don't even look at you or acknowledge your existence. That's got to be tough. So
maybe it's just the Walmart I go to, but nobody seems to put any carts away. They just leave them in the middle of the parking space.
Talking about. Yeah, that's just rude.
Yeah.
The only exception would be maybe if it was an elderly person that just didn't have the energy to push it back or something, but... But other than that, okay, here, you got somebody that texted in, Malcolm, that says, I agree.
Oh!
I agree with the Walmart thing. I agree with the Walmart thing. Those pickup delivery carts are always in the way, and they expect you to move.
So I'm not alone then.
Okay, then.
Thank you. Thank you for that validation.
There you go. Somebody else has a thumbs up, so we're here. You're not alone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think we should start a campaign to...
No.
Oh, okay.
I think not. I don't want to do that. But you can. Not that you have advertisers or anything like that for your publication, sir. Just a reminder.
Yes.
This is a little reminder there.
Yeah.
If you've got a thought or a comment in this scintillating conversation that we're having, 850-437-1620.
Well, sometimes the little things in life are important.
That's true. That's very true. I'm so grateful that we're not dealing with a hurricane this morning. I know that's selfish. I know that I just am so grateful and feel so badly for these folks. Category 5, Malcolm, is on its way into Jamaica right now. 160 mile per hour winds. They're anticipating 30 inches of rain. That's like a giant tornado coming through.
Excuse me. Unfortunately, in Jamaica, a lot of the homes are... prefab, but not substantially built, and so something catching. So I just fear for those poor people that can't get out.
It's really scary.
Really,
but I'm very grateful. I don't know, something. What happened? Both of us got a little frog in our throats. That's weird. Uh-huh. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break, and both of us are getting a glass of water. I don't know what happened here. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Malcolm Ballinger and Ballinger Publishing is here this morning with us. If you've got a question or a comment about Halloween, about grocery carts, anything all of the above, just text it in, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. My guest this morning is Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. So you've got some publications coming out this week, don't you, Malcolm?
Yes, actually, tomorrow is the special annual edition of Business Climate, the special downtown edition.
Oh, great.
Which brings together all of the activity downtown in terms of business and business construction and residential. Just all what's happening downtown.
So this is a special edition?
Yes, just once a year.
Oh, neat.
October every year.
Okay.
And if you're interested in all of that construction you see downtown, this is the way to just to, so you can read what it's all about.
Oh, that's really
and
cool.
And some, by the way, that you probably don't know about.
Yeah. No, I'm looking forward to it. So that's coming out tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
And then?
It is already available online.
Oh, okay.
The printed edition. As I say, we'll be here tomorrow.
And so that's at BallingerPublishing.com.
Correct. And then on Friday, the November edition of Downtown Crowd will be available.
Well, I love Downtown Crowd, as I've mentioned many times. That's it's a newspaper format. And excuse me, what I love about it is that it has a calendar of events for the whole month.
Yes.
And there's going to be a lot going on in November, no question
about
it.
Oh, so much. The Foo Foo Fest, of course.
Which Gulf Coast Arts Festival is coming up. And, of course, there's that thing called Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Once we get past Halloween.
I have already made my reservations for Jackson's.
For
Thanksgiving Day.
Good for you.
I kind of left it late, and I couldn't get in till 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm. That's not late.
No, but we usually like to eat. In years past, I've done it at, say, I think they start at 1 o'clock.
That's true. You're thinking Thanksgiving dinner. Yeah, you're right. Typically, it's earlier in the day.
Yeah, later in the day, you don't have time to lounge on the couch and fall asleep.
Nap.
In front of a football game.
Right, no time for naps.
Isn't that what Thanksgiving's all about?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. But so that'll be, so Downtown Crowd will be coming out this Friday.
On Friday, yes.
Friday, excellent. Yeah. Excellent. So you can find that. You have locations all over town that carry the
everywhere.
Paper. It's all free. Which
free
is great.
And everywhere, yes.
And everywhere, so you can't miss it. But if you want to specifically go and pick one up, I know all the visitor centers have them.
Yes.
And they're typically open every day.
Two places where we just can't put enough copies out is Joe Patty's Seafood and Richie's East.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, people pop in all the time, I guess, for a bottle of wine for dinner and
find out what's happening in town.
And yes, exactly.
Excellent. All right, so the good news is that Malcolm has agreed to stick around for the next half hour with me, so thank you so much.
Yes, please stay tuned because we have 4 tickets to the Ice Flies.
Aha.
Saturday, yes.
I know, it's sneaking up on us. So coming up, we'll be giving those away, so don't go away. We'll let you know when it's time to, we'll have a question or a trivia question for you to answer, and that'll be coming up in the next half hour. So in the meantime, we're going to get ready to hear some news, find out what's happening in the world, and we'll be back with Pep Talk with Ballinger Publishing coming up in just a couple of minutes after the news. So don't go away.
And now it's time for your daily Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Malcolm Ballinger has agreed to stick around for another half hour, and I'm thrilled that he could be here.
Just can't get rid of me today.
I know, but we had a very amusing conversation during the break because we were talking about Halloween and how it's changed from when we were younger and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And so Malcolm says... He starts talking about, so we were talking about Halloween, and then you went kind of on a little tangent there, sir. Go ahead and express how you feel about Halloween.
I said that the kids can't eat all that candy anyway, nor should they.
Because?
Well, if you get a whole bag full of candy, I don't know what happens to it, but the kids can't eat all that candy. At least I hope they can't.
So I was saying to him that there's, for Christmas, we have a thing called Scrooge. Because Malcolm says, it's not good for the kids. They shouldn't eat that much candy at once. And I said, okay, Mr. Grumpy Ghost.
I've just been a good grandpa, you know.
Grumpy
just,
ghost grandpa. Golly. It's like, bah humbug. Hmm. One night a year, they get lots of candy, okay? One night a year.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I'll
and maybe some candy. I guess I'm not going to get any candy in my stocking.
No.
You put candy in stockings? You're one. Oh, you know what you are? You're one of those people that puts an apple in there, aren't you?
Yes.
Or an orange.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think,
the truth comes out. Bah humbug.
I'm beginning to regret I agreed to stay for another half hour.
Oh, okay. I won't give you a hard time. He's doing me a favor. All
well,
right.
It was an innocent comment. I was just saying
it was just
that
funny.
Kids should not. I mean, you should not stuff their face with candy.
You're right. I'll be nice.
And of course, I understand now you can't give kids that come to your door an apple. Because they're not going to eat it because the parents worry that this...
I used to hate that when we'd go and then you'd get to... Somebody would give you something healthy. There's always one.
Yeah.
In the neighborhood.
Well, their heart's in the right place.
That's true.
So, yeah, Halloween has changed. The whole world's changed.
I know.
Goodness gracious.
We're going to keep it light today.
Yes.
Because it's Monday morning. Got lots to do this week. Lots of fun things to do.
We have 4 tickets to give away for Saturday, the 1st.
This Saturday. That's this weekend, Saturday. Okay.
The Ice Flyers. I'm not sure who they're going to play. Somebody with a nasty name, I'm sure.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah. And it is Day of the Dead night, apparently, which just sounds cheery.
Well, it sounds like everybody's going to be dressing up, which will be a lot of fun for the Ice Flyers Saturday night.
Yeah.
That'll be a blast.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are we going to do? What question would you like to ask?
Well, I'm thinking of one on my feed here.
Okay.
But just to mention that the next game after is the 15th, is the small dog races.
Oh,
and
fun.
I promise you, it is a fun night, and you should...
get tickets.
Well, I'm going to use my tickets.
Yeah, you're not giving those away.
So you're going to have to pay. You're going to have to pay for some tickets. It is well worth it because it is a fun night.
And that's the next week, the 15th? Or that'd be 2 weeks?
Well, would be 2 weeks, okay. Yeah.
Okay. So do you have something in mind for your question to put on the text?
I'm thinking on my feet and not thinking fast enough.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, you must send text in your email address. Your name. And then I will electronically send you the tickets.
Okay.
4 tickets.
All right.
Yes.
So now, is there a question you'd like to ask that they can answer the question?
Okay. The question is, what night is it on Saturday? I just said it. I just said it. So this is an easy one.
Okay. So
that's all you have to do.
All right. 850-437-1620. Text in. The name, the night, this Saturday night, the Ice Flyers are having a special night. What is the title of the special night this Saturday?
I believe in Mexico it is the day.
Of.
It is celebrated where everybody remembers
Yes, that's true.
Past, people who have passed.
Correct. You've given it away.
I've given it away.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to do this, and while I'm doing that, why don't you talk a little bit more about this upcoming edition of Pensacola Magazine and what's going to be included in that while I'm looking at all these texts coming in.
Okay. We hopefully lots of...
Somebody goes, I'm confused. What's the question? With a big LOL. And then I got another one. I misunderstood the question.
Okay.
Let's try this again, Malcolm.
Yeah, let's try. Saturday night at the Ice Flyers... well, maybe we should change the question.
No, because I've got somebody's already sent us a couple that have, I think there's a couple of correct ones here, so I can't, that's not fair.
It's called A Particular Night.
Okay.
And I did say it earlier. Do we have a correct answer?
Yes, we do. I think we do.
Oh, okay, then.
I think we do.
So it gets me off the hook.
All right,
hang on,
I'm just checking it out here. Hang on 1 second. Your horses.
I'm sorry, everybody, if I confused you. I think I confused myself.
Okay. We've got, is it Day of the Dead?
Yeah. Day of the Dead Night, yes.
Day of the Dead Night.
Yes.
Okay, the winner, we have a winner, Nathan. Congratulations, buddy.
Well done.
Nathan, is his last four digits, 5699. Please send in a text to me with your email date of birth so we can, and then we will, Malcolm will be emailing the tickets to you.
Just need email.
Email.
Email and name.
A name.
Yes.
There you go. All right, so congratulations goes out to Nathan. Thanks to, got a bunch of texts in, man, so thanks to everybody that did text in. Sorry for those of you that got confused. You just, it's a tough crowd.
Yes.
We're a tough crowd here.
Next time I'll give more thought to the question.
That's okay. It's all good.
But I'd like to do sort of, as you know, we like an off-the-cuff show. As you can probably tell, I give no thought to the show before I get here. We just talk about whatever comes into my head or your head.
Which is really scary when you think about
it. Which is scary. And that's why we come up with nonsensical questions.
Well, I think we're both committed to bringing a little light into your world.
Yes.
A little humor, something fun, some of the fun things to think about. There's a lot of bad news out there, so we want to stick with the good news. And there is a lot of good news, and there's a lot of good happening in our community. And I just feel with a lot of gratitude. I woke up with a lot of gratitude today, Malcolm, because you know what? Just thinking about the poor folks in Jamaica, and I think about so many people who are going through difficult times right now with this big layoff, this big shutdown. And I just feel really grateful to be here in Pensacola where our community is really stepping up. They had Dee Dee on this morning talking about with Manna Food Pantries and making extra contributions to all of our local food pantries right now because a lot of folks are finding themselves having to pick up food who've never done that before in their lives. And so it's up to all of us that are still working if we can to donate to that. We've had the outpouring of donations for the dogs, for the people that are staying at NAS Pensacola who are escaping the hurricane. This community is extraordinary. I feel really, really grateful to live here. And I'm not just saying that. I mean, I really, really do.
Well, back to Friday night for a moment.
Yes, Council on Aging.
We mentioned earlier that it's the first time we've sort of been able to get the Tucson out. But there were a lot of people at the event that I haven't seen in a while. And it was great to get together.
Me too.
People, wonderful people that are really community-minded.
Yeah, it was extraordinary.
Yeah. And the Council on Aging does a wonderful job. The Meals on Wheels and the congregant sites.
Mm-hmm.
It's a difficult one to say.
Mm-hmm.
Just as you say, we just a wonderful community.
Well, Council on Aging has always held a very special place in my heart, and the senior services right now are so important, and they do such a good job in terms of just they have the ways that they can engage seniors. I love the senior grandparents program, the grandparents program. And they did a feature at the event and showed a woman who is kind of a grandparent to these kids that she goes in and helps take care of them and give those kids the love and attention that they may not be getting from their home. And it's just, it's a win-win for everybody. And I love that program.
Yeah. We seniors, well, sorry. This senior.
It's okay.
I don't think you qualify as a senior.
I'm not going to say. I liked what Kim Klein, though. She has Tranquil Villas, and she comes on the show. She calls it seasoned citizens.
Seasoned citizens.
See, and I kind of like that. It's much better than senior.
But we've experienced a lot in life and don't get quite so excited about things that we used to.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think we have a lot of experience to bring to younger people.
Mm-hmm.
We can teach them to be maybe a little calmer about things and not so reactive. And
well, we're one of the few
laid back, I guess.
I mean, if we're going to get a little serious here, but we are one of the few societies that really doesn't appreciate their senior citizens and their people, the elderly. One of the societies that completely different from us, and I saw a documentary and it was beautiful. The Japanese society really, really respects the elders.
Oh.
I mean, and it's, and then, and it's, their experience, when you have someone that's a 90, 100 years old, they've lived life.
Mm.
And so they're revered, and people go to them for advice. It's a whole, like a completely different culture.
I was fortunate enough to spend a couple of weeks in Japan as a guest of Schuster, Panasonic, back in the day. And I was so impressed by the way that they revere seniors. One of the factories that I visited, the gentleman in charge, I think, was in his late 80s.
Wow.
But he was revered for his knowledge It's so wonderful that experience is not lost.
Yeah, it's
it
valued.
Tends to be.
Yeah, it's valued.
Yes.
Okay, on that note, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be back with Malcolm Ballinger, Ballinger Publishing, on Pep Talk. Don't go away. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Malcolm and I are sitting here looking at all the calendars because there's just so much happening this week. We're like, what do we talk about? There's so many things. Of course, Halloween coming up on Friday night. Lots of different Halloween events. Foo Foo Festival is kicking off this Thursday, and I'll have the folks in from Foo Festival this week. We'll be talking about it in detail. I think one of the big events is called Afterburn. I'm not really sure what it is, but it's on Intendencia Street. That's kicking off Thursday.
I've got an event for you.
Uh-oh.
The 31st, which is Halloween.
Okay. Right.
Join Historic Pensacola for its 5th annual Talking to the Dead.
Oh.
The Victorian Seance on October 31st at the Historic Barclay House.
Oh, what is that? That's kind of scary.
Talking to the Dead.
Yikes. Okay. That's interesting. that was not on my radar, but okay.
I wonder if they talk back.
I don't know, but that's kind of you're right. I'm kind of intrigued by that one. That's interesting. At the Barclay House. Okay. These are coming from downtown. You've got all the Halloween out.
It's page 13 of Downtown Crowd.
Downtown Crowd. Okay.
Yes.
Excellent.
So I'll maybe see you there. What do you think?
That sounds kind of interesting, actually. All right. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
I kind of believe in ghosts, don't you?
Well, I've certainly had some ghostly experiences.
Were you sober at the time?
Some yes, some no. I don't know. I know what it feels like to walk into a house, though. There's definitely places that you go to, and you feel, you walk in a house and you da-da-da-da, and it's fine. But I've also worked in places and lived in places that at times were a little, there was definitely a different, I'll tell you what that they say is haunted, and I had worked there for 3 years. And sometimes when I was there late at night, or if I was there for rehearsals, Pensacola Little Theater, that building, there's some parts of that building that are definitely...
Well, there were a lot of people hanged in that...
Correct, in the courtroom area.
Yes, in the foyer.
It used to be courtyard. The jail and all that. So there's some strange, unexplainable things that have happened over the years in that building. And I saw something on Facebook that they were doing. Actually, Cat Country 987 has been doing a whole promotion on our sister station on haunted places in Pensacola, which has been kind of fun. They've been giving away money in regards to that. So,
yes, I believe in ghosts. I believe I've seen an apparition.
Not you really. Have?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Where?
Long story, very short, was I owned a village store in Swadlincote, England.
Oh.
And it was two houses put together.
Mm-hmm.
And I promise you, at night, you walk from what was one house into the other, and the temperature changed about 15 degrees.
Really?
It got colder, very cold. And I remember one night, there was a shelf with bread on it, and one of the loaves jumped off.
What?
Frightened the heck out of me.
I guess so. That would scare me.
But then I realized it was not an unfriendly spirit. Mm-hmm. It was...
Just trying to get your attention?
Yeah,
spirit?
Maybe tortured. I don't know. It's, you know, who knows with these things. But I saw it. And I promise you, I was not drinking at the time. I mean, I was doing the books.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe. But of course, you know, some people are so very strong-minded or tortured that it makes sense that the spirit maybe stays on this earth, never really settles, never really dies.
Yeah,
makes sense to me.
There's so much we don't know and understand. And then there's things that happen you just can't explain. I mean, I've had a situation where we were talking about somebody who had passed, and we were all sitting at the table, and it was shortly after they had passed, and we're talking about the holidays and Christmas lights and how this person loved Christmas lights. And I kid you not, as we're talking about it, the overhead lights in the kitchen started blinking and then stopped. And everybody went, whoa. There was no one doing it, and it just happened out of nowhere.
I remember when I lived in Omaha, Nebraska, and I woke up one night and I saw a person walk across the room.
Really?
not really a solid person.
Mm-hmm.
And I woke my wife and said, there's somebody in the room. And she said, well, what did he look like? And I said, well, he was sort of like a 40, 45-year-old with a beard.
Oh.
And she said, well, that sounds like so-and-so up the street that died a couple of days ago.
Oh, my goodness.
I said, oh, she shivers down my spine.
Yeah.
He was still
wandering the neighborhood.
He'd had a chronic illness and had died early, obviously, 45-ish. Now I'm getting shivers on my
Okay,
my
so
spine now
that we're all spooked, I guess it's appropriate since it's Halloween week, so look out for dark closets, dark rooms, and scary places.
Yes.
This is the week for.
We're setting the scene for Halloween.
Halloween, absolutely. We will be back in just a couple minutes with pep talk or scary talk or grumpy ghost talk, whatever you want to call it. We'll be right back in just a minute. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Malcolm Ballinger and Ballinger Publishing. We've covered quite a few topics this morning, from ice flyers to Foo Foo Fest to Halloween and ghosts. So we're covering the gamut.
never a dull show.
Yeah, I'm thinking we need to do Grumpy Ghost Show, and Malcolm will be our honorary grumpy ghost. And tell ghost stories. I bet you every listener, somebody has a story that they could tell. We can't do it now because we're out of time, but wouldn't that be fun?
Maybe next Monday.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Oh, talk about Halloween and then what the ghost,
yes.
If you had any ghost stories.
If you saw a ghost.
Stories. Yeah.
Well, not just at Halloween, anytime.
Yeah, that's true. But they do say on All Hallows' Eve is when the ghosts rise, and All Saints' Day is in honor of those spirits that have gone ahead of us, which is November 1st. So there's a lot of Halloween lore around
so
this.
So think about for next Monday.
Mm-hmm. Black cats, superstitions, all those kinds. There's all kinds of superstitions that are around Halloween.
Mm.
What do you think of black cats? You crossing your path, you think that's bad luck?
No, not especially.
Yeah, me either. That one doesn't get me, but it does bother some people. I'm just looking at me blankly.
She's giving me that.
Please help me out here.
Yeah.
Look.
No, I'm not a suspicious person.
Hmm.
Not
superstitious, you mean?
Superstitious,
yeah.
Excuse me. Yes.
Okay.
Not especially so. No. I'm sure most we all have little superstitions.
Right. What's your biggest superstition?
I can't really think of any I suppose the one that comes to mind is I'm a little bit of a collector of old clocks, grandfather clock, but also wall chiming clocks.
Really?
And I have one that I bought when we first came to this country. It would be 47, 48 years ago. Grandfather clock.
Uh-huh.
And superstition I have is that I should never let it stop.
Ooh.
I have to make sure I pull the weights and wind it. Otherwise, bad things might happen. I don't know where this comes from, but I always make sure if I'm going to be gone for a few days that it's fully.
That's interesting. Okay,
and
I've heard that before because we used to have a big wind-up clock, not a grandfather, but similar.
Yeah.
My father used to always wind it up. I'm afraid of going underneath ladders.
That's the obvious. Yes.
That's a bad luck thing.
Also,
I'm not very coordinated. I have a tendency to knock them over.
Well, somebody might drop a hammer on you.
Correct, or a thing of paint.
Yes. Yeah, kind of paint.
All right, with those words of wisdom, I hope we've brightened your day today.
I hope we haven't bored you too much today.
Bored you to tears. Oh, my goodness. Thanks, Malcolm, for sticking around with me. I really appreciate it. Go to BallingerPublishing.com to find out about the new issue of Pensacola Magazine.